Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord, in front of the whole assembly of Israel, spread out his hands towards heaven, and said, O Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven, above, or on earth below. You who keep your covenant of love with your servants, who continue wholeheartedly in your way. You have kept your promise to your servant David, my father. With your mouth you have promised, and with your hand you have fulfilled it as it is today. Now, Lord, God of Israel, keep for your servant David my promise, the promises that you have made to him when you said, you shall never fail to have a man sit before me on the throne of Israel. If only your sons are careful in all they do to walk before me as you have done. And now, O God of Israel, let your word that you promised your servant David, my father, come true. But will God really dwell on earth? The heavens, even the highest heaven, cannot contain you. How much less this temple I have built. Father, as we look to this passage and so many more in Scripture, there's a theme that keeps repeating itself, that you will not be contained. Every time we try, you burst forth, breaking all the walls that we have held you in with, and say, no, I'm bigger, and no, I am better. Help us once again to lift our eyes up to a big, wonderful and amazing God that you are, and figure out what that might look like as we walk day to day with you. In Jesus' name, amen. So what I need at the front are 8 average size people, and we've started with 3, so they'll stand up and face that way, and we just need 5 more. Just need 5 more people. All you need to, you're not doing anything. All you have to do is stand up here, and you can be part of my sermon illustration. Here we go. 8 normal sized people standing together in a row. Normal, a little bit above normal, a little bit below normal. They will now do the can-can. Da, 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 da. This is awesome. They actually do it. That's okay, Gil, that's a good idea. We should can-can in church. Do we have 8 yet? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There we go. 8 people. 8 people. If we added them up, there would be plus or minus, probably a little bit lower because you guys are a bit smaller than average. Yes, you heard that from me. Well done. If you added all these people up, they're probably about 1,500 pounds. If you stretch them across from one side to the other, they're about 15 feet long from one side to the other. That, my friends, is the size of 1 tuna. That is the size of 1 tuna. You guys may be seated now. You guys are my tuna. You didn't know you were going to be a tuna today, did you? I was a tuna at church. Now, this is what we store tuna in. This is what we put tuna in. We don't carry around 1,500 pounds of tuna and 15 feet of tuna at one point. Why would we not do that? Well, it's obvious. It's pretty messy, right? And it would be pretty challenging for most of us. The interesting thing is we've done that with God for a long, long time. We've taken God and his how big that he is, and we take him down and we carry him around in little containers that contain him. And he will not be contained. He will not be controlled. Remember that wonderful interaction that he had with Moses. And Moses was saying, okay, Lord, I will do what you say. Finally, he actually got to that point. But first of all, I need to know your name. I need to know your name. And interestingly, in Israel and today, when you name something, you control it. You place limits on what the person can and cannot do. Sometimes the names are wonderful expressions of what you can and cannot do. Yahshua, translated into Greek, Jesus, translated back, Jehovah saves. That's not bad, is it? That's a good name. And that's the limits on what Jesus can and cannot do, is Jesus saves, right? Jehovah saves is what Jesus actually means. So we limit somebody in what they can and cannot do by their name. So Moses says, I need a container, God, to go back to my people Israel and tell them what your name is. And God says, okay, here's the container. I am. Wait a second. That's not a good enough container. I don't know what that means. And God's like, yeah, that's the point. Because actually translated from Hebrew, it's actually more of a continuous verb. In other words, I was, I am, and I will be. Try to contain that if you can. In other words, Moses, you cannot contain me. And then we fast forward into this wonderful passage where Solomon, after years and years of waiting and anticipating for the temple to be built, 2 Samuel 7 has David on his knees before God. I want to build you a temple. And God says, no, no, your son's going to build me a temple. And furthermore, what's going to happen is I'm not going to build a temple through you, David. I'm going to build a kingdom through you, David. And so Solomon finally gets to the temple and he builds it as beautifully and wonderfully as he thinks it should be for God. And one of his wonderful things that Solomon says, he doesn't do amazing, wonderful things all the time, but in this instance, he does. And he's dedicating the temple and he's looking at the temple. And the temple, for us who don't know, is the place literally where heaven and earth overlapped for Israel. This was not a metaphorical image that we might happen to meet God. Isn't that nice? He's in our hearts. This was where heaven and earth overlapped. They went into temple to meet God, where heaven and earth overlapped the same way they did in Eden. When God walked among his people. That's why in Isaiah 6, where Isaiah goes into the temple and he looks up and he sees the train of the garments of the God and hears, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. He gets overwhelmed with the presence of God because heaven and earth have overlapped in his presence. And so Solomon, knowing all that, goes in to dedicate this temple and says to God, this is our space where we're going to meet you. This space can't contain you. You've created all of heaven and all of earth, and that can't contain you. Let's try not limiting our God anymore. But as Israel's history went on, that kingdom announcement, that thing that they were trying to work out was not happening. That thing that Isaiah says in Isaiah 52, how beautiful on the mountains are those who bring good news, who say, your God reigns. They kept waiting for that and anticipating it. And when will God reign and how will he reign and how will he show himself one more time? How will he show himself afresh one more time? Well, they kept crushing and figuring out more and more and tightening what it would be to be the people of God. And when you tighten who you are as the people of God, you tighten who God is. You get that? When you tighten what the people of God are, you tighten who God is. And we control it and we get it down. And what was happening in the time of Jesus is they had it so far down that only a certain people group could ever access God. It was the holy of the holiest who could go into the holy of holies, if you would. It was the people who would be the people who followed God according to the letter of Torah and then millions of letters beyond that. What Jesus did is said, now is the time to break those shackles onto who God is. No longer will those shackles exist because we're breaking free. We are going to say everybody is allowed. The Jews of the day said, keep out the Gentiles. And Jesus went to the Gentiles and said, it is time that the blessing flows out to the nations. They kept out the poor. They kept out the widows. They kept out the orphans. They kept out the lepers. And Jesus said, no, my presence is for all of them. God loves all humanity. No longer shall you contain him. His love flows across this planet. And I will demonstrate that to you, Jesus kept saying. His kingdom was coming on earth as it is in heaven through his work, through his mission. So in one final act of containment, we killed him. Because to kill somebody is to contain them fully. We are in control, not God. We will kill the one who says no. It's bigger, it's better. And God in resurrection says, you cannot contain me. Resurrection is the automatic declaration to the planet that you cannot contain God. You cannot contain his message. You cannot contain his love. It's bigger, it's better than you can possibly imagine. And it's bursting forth with amazingly new energy and new excitement, new creation. His bloody, messy body gets spilled all over us and we become the Holy of Holies. Amen? That's not bad, is it? That he spills all over us and we become the Holy of Holies. We become the temple of the Holy Spirit. We become the very presence of God where heaven and earth overlap. That's you. That's you. Greater work shall ye do because I go to the Father. Jesus said, what does he mean by that? He said, even in me, God is contained. That's what Jesus is saying. Isn't that weird? Because we go, oh, the fullness of God is revealed in Jesus. And he would agree with that. But not how big God can be. He's bigger and better than even how Jesus is. He will say, greater work shall ye do because I go to the Father. Because what happens when he goes to the Father, the Spirit comes down and the Spirit that was in Jesus Christ is now in each one of us, filling each one of us to go live out this mission to the planet to love greater than Jesus could. It's simple mathematics. Jesus can only love one person at one time. If he gets the whole church loving people, how much more could he love? How much more could he be bursting out of the tuna can and saying it's a bigger, better thing? The problem is when we start loving, it gets messy. It gets weird. But we are called to this. So I'm going to give you three simple ways to love, and then we can finish up here. Three simple ways to love. I call it hello, cookies, and toilet paper. Write those down because they're biblical words. Hello, cookies, and toilet paper. You're like, okay, he's lost it now. What's he talking about? Hello, cookies, and toilet paper are my methodology for doing evangelism. Do you want to know why? Here we go. Hello breaks all the ice. The problem with most people is we see other people and we've put them in a tuna can. We don't want to take the time to get to know them. It's much easier to figure out who they are just by assuming who they are and saying, okay, this is you. And once we go through life and put everybody in a tuna can, we can ignore everybody because they're probably just messy anyways. And if I open up this tuna can, I'm going to get that nasty juice all over me. And I don't want that, so I just won't talk to anybody. Hello is talking to somebody. Hello is introducing yourself to somebody. Jesus said the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and strength. And we do that really well as the church. We call that worship, and we call that gathering, and all the things that we do. But he equated that with love your neighbor as yourself. He actually didn't put it as one and one B. He equated them. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. They're the exact same thing to God. And the best way to start loving your neighbor is to introduce yourself. Hello. Hello. Good to meet you. I'm the person who lives next door to you. We haven't talked in 25 years. I'm sorry. But we had a weird preacher this week, and he told me to say hello to you. And you're like, okay, now what? I've said hello, and now I'm weird. I feel weird. I don't know what to do next. That's where the next two parts come in, cookies and toilet paper. Cookies is a symbol, And you guys are good at it because you have brought cookies down to Sanctuary for a few years now, and it's amazing. Because what happens with cookies is this: it's the good things in life that we don't need. Cookies are the good things in life we don't need. You want to bless somebody? Give them something they don't need. Give them something they don't really need. They don't need a cookie. They don't need roses. They don't need flowers. They don't need you to help them. But man alive, it makes their day, doesn't it? Cookies are an amazing evangelism tool. They say, "I love you," for no apparent reason other than you're you. And you're terrific just being you already. Cookies are an amazing way of saying that. And cookies are so many different things other than just cookies. They could be help. They could be time. They could be flowers. They could be plants. They could be gardening. They could be working together. And it's amazing thing as you walk through the Gospels of Jesus Christ, he'll say the cookies are not just something that are on the outside. They're the center of the kingdom. He did parties all the time. Parties are just cookies exploded into a whole bunch of different things. Add music, right? Cookies add music is a party, right? So that's what a party is. So we should have more cookie parties. We should have more parties as the church, more useless things, more useless gatherings of people, and celebrate for no apparent reason because God actually loves us. Wouldn't that be beautiful? Wouldn't that be a church that people would want to go to? That sounds boring. No, it doesn't. We're having cookies and music, for crying out loud. That's good. Final thing, you're like, okay, you've got me on hello and cookies, but this toilet paper thing. Toilet paper is the thing we all need, but nobody talks about. Toilet paper is the thing we all need and nobody talks about. I'm that guy who, if I have on the list of shopping stuff, toilet paper, I don't buy the 48 rolls because I don't want the lady to think I'm using them all in the same day. Right? I don't want to be that guy with the cart rolling up with the 48 rolls of toilet paper. I don't want to be that guy because I wonder what the lady who's checking me out when she's whoop, like, "Whoa, you have a problem." Like, yeah, I do. So I always buy like a 4-pack, and then Bonnie, my wife, said, "What are you doing? Why didn't you buy the 48? I'm like, "I don't know. I can't do it." Anyways, toilet paper is the thing that we all need and nobody wants to talk about. It's a symbol of so many beautiful things in our life. And we all need somebody to say an honest word to us. We all need somebody who we can be vulnerable with. We all need somebody who we can be messy with. And nobody does that well. Most of us have a tough time because we know if I do some of those toilet paper type things in your life, it gets messy. It gets weird. I might hear stuff I don't want to hear. So I don't want to share those things. And I would ask you to learn to share them anyways. Learn to let the tuna out of the tuna can. Let God out of his limits and let love do what it can do. Your evangelism tools for this week are what? Hello, cookies, and toilet paper. I can't wait till John gets back and hears this one. So what did you share with my congregation? Nothing. The problem with it is obvious. When we begin to do these things, it gets messy. When we begin to love, it gets messy. It's much easier to keep people, it's much easier to keep God contained. I don't think he wants to be contained. I know when people come up to me, I don't want to be contained. So come and get to know people. Come and release people. Release our God. Release the mission of the church. The song we're going to sing is an amazing one. It's called "Cannot Keep You." And we sang it just as we were doing just beforehand, and we didn't have the lyrics up. But the lyrics are amazing. Hopefully they'll come up this time, and we can all sing along. If you don't want to sing along, just listen to these words. Very powerful words written by Michael Gunger, and they just speak so clearly. Let me just pray as these guys continue to introduce this song. Father, we just thank you. You are a God who doesn't want to be limited, doesn't want to be held back anymore. You're a God who doesn't want to be contained. So often in our lives, Father, we contain you by containing others. We limit them and we limit ourselves. We often, like Moses, say we have the terrible twos. We're too shy, we're too nervous, we're too old, we're too young, we're too big, we're too female, we're too male. We don't have the equipment. And you say, no, let me equip you. Let you be the very presence of the Holy Spirit in you. Heaven and earth overlaps in you. You cannot be contained. I cannot be contained anymore. Let's live this out, Father. Live out your love. Live out your grace upon the planet. It's a calling. Amen.
Keep you in a tent. They could not keep you in a temple or any of their idols to see and understand. We cannot keep you in a church. We cannot keep you in a Bible, or it's just another idol to box you in. They could not keep you in their walls. We cannot keep you in ours either. But you are so much greater. Who is like the Lord, the maker of the heavens, who dwells with the poor and lifts them from the ashes and seats them among princes? Who is like the Lord? We tried to keep you in our tents. We tried to keep you in our temples. We worship all our idols. We want all that to end. So we will find you in the streets. And we will find you in the prisons. And even in our Bibles and churches. Who is like the Lord, the maker of the heavens, who dwells with the poor and lifts them from the ashes and seats them among princes? Who is like the Lord?
We cannot contain.
We cannot contain. Cannot contain the glory of your name. We cannot contain, cannot contain the glory of your name. Who is like the Lord, the maker of the heavens, who dwells with the poor? He lifts them from the ashes and seats them among princes. Who is like the Lord? Who is like the Lord? You took me from the ashes. You healed me from my blindness. Who is like the Lord?
So there is no song that's called Hello, Cookies, Toilet Paper. But there is a song called Follow You. And if we could rise and sing that together, that's a pretty practical way to do what we're called to do as a church.
You live among the least of these, the weary and the weak. And it would be a tragedy for me to turn away. All my needs you have supplied. When I was dead, you gave me life. How could I not give it away so freely? And I follow you into the homes of the broken. I follow you into the world. I spend my time with the poor and the needy, God. I follow you into the world. Use my hands and use my feet to make your kingdom come. To the corners of the earth, until your work is done. 'Cause faith without works is dead. And on the cross your blood was shed. So how could I not give it away so freely? And I follow you into the homes of the broken. I follow you into the world. I spend my time with the poor and the needy, God. I follow you into the world. I follow you into the homes of the broken. I follow you into the world. I spend my time with the poor and the needy, God. I follow you into the world. And I give all myself. Yes, I give all myself. And I give all myself to you. And I give all myself. And I give all myself. And I give all myself to you. We'll follow you into the homes of the broken. We'll follow you into the world. We'll spend our time with the poor and the needy, God. We'll follow you into the world. We'll follow you into the homes of the broken. We'll follow you into the world. We'll spend our time with the poor and the needy, God. We'll follow you into the Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set
Our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. Here we go. We are your church, and we need your power in us. Your kingdom first, we hunger and we thirst. We refuse to waste our lives for our joy and prize. To see the captives' hearts release, the hurt, the sick, the poor at peace. We lay down our lives for heaven's cause. Your church, and we pray revive this earth. Build your kingdom here, let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand, heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire, win this nation back. Change the atmosphere, build your kingdom here, we pray. Unleash your kingdom's power, reaching near and far. No force of hell can stop your beauty changing hearts. You made us for much more than this. Awake the kingdom seed in us. Fill us with the strength and love of Christ. We are your church, and we are the hope on earth. Build your kingdom here, let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand, heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire, win this nation back. Change the atmosphere, build your kingdom here, we pray. Build your kingdom here, let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand, heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire, win this nation back. Change the atmosphere, build your kingdom here, we pray.
Give the Lord a hand. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
song, just sing along during the chorus. Words just wash over you as we sing it.
He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. But all of a sudden, I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory. I realize just beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. And oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. Yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. Yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. We are his portion, and he is our prize. Drawn to redemption by the grace in his eyes. If grace is an ocean where I'm sinking, so heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss. And my heart, it turns violently inside of my chest. And I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about the way he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. Yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. Yeah, he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves.
He is jealous for me. Blows like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. Father, as we leave this place, pray that your love will fill us up so much that it spills out everywhere where we go in this week to come. May your love just overflow. Thank you for your love, which spills over beyond measure. pray this in your name.